Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Thank you.
everyone. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope. I thank God for being with you on this evening. First of all, let me give a shout out to Lorna Ray Parsons. Today is her birthday, and it is a blessing. She is a blessing to me, so I wanted to give her a shout out and say happy birthday to Lorna. Happy birthday to you. So God is good. I just wanted to come and share a few things with you on this afternoon before we get started. I'm sorry, I'm kind of multitasking here. So I just wanted to share a couple things with you on this evening and to let you know that the Lord loves you, and I absolutely love you. Thank God for each and every one of you for joining us. And I would just like to just pray that God continues to bless you and continues to shine upon you. So I'm here in Charlotte at Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our address is 5105 Reagan Drive, and we now have a post office box, too, so praise God for that. If you go to our website, you can see what our post office box is. If you have any correspondence you want to send out to us, our services are on Sunday at 9:30 a.m., and then we have this weekly online, or you can call in, conference call, or either go online for our Bible study. So I just thank God for you once again, giving a couple people a few minutes to just get on the line, and then we're going to get started. I'm coming from the book of Corinthians, the fifth chapter of 1 Corinthians. And again, a shout out to my daughter, Lorna Parsons, for her birthday. We thank God for her. Her favorite meal is spaghetti, so I've cooked a spaghetti dinner for her. And as soon as I finish with the Bible study, we're going to have some ice cream and cake and just chat and chew. So 1 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, praise God. Okay, so this is dealing with a case of incest in the Bible, and the title of tonight's Bible study, I'm trying to remember where I put it, the title, help me today, Lord. It's been a busy, busy day and a busy, busy week, but I wanted the title of this was How Important Is Your Soul? So this message is talking about the importance of saving your soul. How important is your soul? And saving your soul is important. And we as Christians, we are going to have to come to the realization that the world is trying to get us to mesh everything together, to make as much gray matter as possible. The more we mesh together, then the more wrong is sort of minimized and not looked upon as, oh, well, it's not that bad, it's not really hurting anybody, you know, we all have the right to live our lives. All of that is just meshing good and evil together. And as long as there's a day and night, a up and down, a black and white, there's going to be good and evil. We cannot mesh those things together. You know that the coming of Christ is soon because the world is trying to put Jesus, everything together. They're trying to make it all come together so that we cannot distinguish what's what and who's who. So the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, is dealing with a situation in the Bible, and Paul is giving the church advice about it. Church of Corinthians had a lot of trouble with the flesh. If you read Corinthians chapter to chapter, you'll see they have a lot of problems with the flesh. And they were a church that believed give the flesh what it needs and give the spirit what it needs, but it doesn't work like that. So I'm starting to read NIV. It is actually reported that there is a sexual immorality among you and of a kind that even pagans do not tolerate. So there was something going on that even sinners, pagans, did not tolerate. A man is sleeping with his father's wife. I tell you, the Bible is awesome. It's better than NCIS. It's better than Housewives of Atlanta. It's got some real scandals in it, okay? So a man is sleeping with his father's wife. My God. So I hate that genealogy stuff because, you know, you're always trying to figure out who's married to who, who's related to who. But I believe this is saying a man sleeping with his father's wife, that means he's sleeping with his stepmother. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. And you, the Church of Corinthians, are proud. That's what the Bible says. You're proud, meaning you're bragging about, ooh, did you hear about so-and-so? He's sleeping with his stepmother. Oh, my God. It's scandalous. This is what we do now. Shouldn't you rather have gone into mourning and have put out of your fellowship the man who had been doing this? Paul did not play any games. Did you hear what he said? He said, you should have gone in the deep mourning, sackcloth and ashes, prayer, and put the man out who was doing this. Paul says, verse 3, for my part, even though I am not physically present, I am with you in spirit. Now, remember, they didn't have any TV, voicemails, emails, text messages, but somebody somehow got a message to Paul about the Church of Corinthians and let him know what was going on. Verse 3 again, for my part, even though I am not physically present, I am with you in spirit, as one who is present with you in this way. I have already passed judgment in the name of our Lord Jesus on the one who has been doing this. So, you know, sometimes we try to make the scriptures, judge not, lest you also be judged, all of that. He said, look, I pass judgment in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, if it's sin, if it's wrong, then it's already, you know, judgment has already been passed according to the Bible and according to the Word of God. It's not about me judging, it's about the Word of God setting a standard. And it amazes me how the world today literally picks and chooses things out of the Bible that they want to follow. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. All of these things are just as lined up in the Bible as it is thou shalt not sleep, a man shall not sleep with a man. You know, those kinds of things. Incest. All of that is still lined up in the Bible. But people choose to pick and choose what they want to do. And some of our very laws of the land are built on what's in the Bible. So it's just amazing. So when you are assembled and I am with you in spirit and the power of our Lord Jesus is present, hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. Now, he's not doing that to punish him. He said, look, put the man out the church. He's sleeping with his stepmother. Put him out. Hand his soul over to the flesh, to the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of our Lord. In other words, if he get out there and get beat up enough by Satan, then he'll get his mind right, get his soul right, and he'll still end up coming to Jesus and being saved. Can y'all believe that? Can you believe what the Word of God is saying through Paul? He said, look, don't be proud of this scenario. Don't kiki about it. Put the man out. Listen, we will be on national TV. If you want 15 minutes of fame, put somebody out of a church based on biblical principles. And you will have 15 minutes of fame. Because everybody wants to do everything and be accepted for everything that they do. Verse 6 says, your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? And my God, is that true? We can see that in everyday life. Nobody focuses on the 10 good coworkers. They focus on the one bad one, the one with the attitude, the one who comes late, whatever the case may be. If it's a team project or a team effort, the team is only as strong as what? Its weakest link. And that's because the weakest link, the person who's not complying, doing the things that they're supposed to do, they're going to stick out like a sore thumb. So Paul is getting after this church saying, don't boast about this. Get rid of the old yeast so that ye may be a new unleavened batch as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the festival, old bread leavened with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Amen? We want to make sure that we're operating in sincerity and truth. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Y'all hear me say this all the time. Is anybody perfect? No. But when people are sinning and they're bragging about their sin and they're proud of their sin, you know, then that's a bad thing. And you can't, you know, like I tell people, y'all know I tell people at VOH, particularly the young people, if you're going to get up there and dance and do, you're going to have to live something. You can't be cussing on Facebook, talking about this, talking about that. If you're going to represent Christ, then you got to represent him. It's not easy. Hello. It's not easy. But you have to represent, because people are not going to look at you as an individual. They're going to look at you as a representative of Jesus Christ. Help me today, Holy Ghost. Verse 9, and I'm almost out of here. I wrote to you in my letter, this is Paul talking, not to associate with sexual immoral people. Not at all, meaning the people of this world who are immoral, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. In that case, you would have to leave this world. He said, I'm not writing to you about the people that's in the world doing this. I'm writing to you about the people in the church that's doing it. But now I'm writing to you that you must not associate. This is hard, people. Listen to this. You must not associate with anyone who claims to be a brother or sister. Okay, he didn't say don't associate with the people, but anyone who claims to come in the name of the Lord Jesus and is doing these things. Anyone who claims to be a brother or sister but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or slanderer or drunkard or swindler. Listen to Paul. Do not even eat with such people. That sounds so harsh, doesn't it? It sounds so harsh. It sounds so strong. But listen, he's saying, look, if a person is proclaiming to be a child of God and a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course we're not talking about a babe in Christ or anything like that, but if a person is proclaiming to be such things and they're bold enough to do these types of sins, and he specifies these immoral, sexually immoral things, greedy, idolatrous, slanderer, people who are slandering people's name, he said, don't associate with them. It's giving Christ a bad name. God knows today it's giving the church a bad name. You know, when people say they're coming in the name of the Lord, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm so tired of people coming in the name of the Lord, using the body of Christ, using people in the church to get what they want, then turning things around. You know, I'm just tired of it. If you, for me, and Vision of Hope, if you are not about God's business, then I have little or no tolerance. Because that's what I'm about. I'm about trying to do the work and the will of God. Am I perfect? Of course I'm not. The Bible says the most righteous person you know is not without sin, proclaiming to be the most righteous person. I have my days. Listen, I almost lost my job today with those crazy kids. You know, I had to literally walk out of the room. I'm being very candid right now. I had to literally walk out of my classroom to keep from cursing a student out. I mean, that's just where I was. And I'm a pastor, but I'm keeping it so real with you right now. That's where I was. I had to. And it wasn't even thinking about a representation of Jesus at that moment. It was thinking about, if you cuss this little girl out, you're going to lose your job. So you need to walk out. So I'm saying that to say we all have our moments. You know, we are not perfect. That's why the Bible says we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find that grace will help us in the time of need. But am I talking to you in a boastful way about it? Like, yeah, I'll cut down. If you get in my face, I'll cuss you out too. No, I'm not saying, I'm not talking like that in a boastful, bragging way as a child of God. I'm coming to you humbly, letting you know in a transparent way that we all fall short. And we have to ask God to forgive us and to be with us each and every day. We don't want to brag about the things that are going on that are wrong. We don't want to give glory to those things. We don't want to sit up in the church and talk about our wrongdoings and share that negativity with other people. We don't want to do that. Why? Because the Bible says you have been bought with a price. You are no longer your own. You've been bought with a price. So you always, as much as possible, you want to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, you can let your hair down, you know, amongst the people we call the inner court, the people that you know and love and trust, and they're not going to pass judgment on you every 5 or 10 minutes, you know, with any of your shortcomings. But we don't want to stand up like they did here in the book of Corinthians and in this church to brag and boast about their wrongdoings. Again, this was, if you look at the beginning of the 5th chapter, Paul is saying, look, a man is sleeping with his father's wife, and you, the church, are proud. You're bragging about the things that are going on in the church. We don't ever want to do that. We don't ever want to do that because here this scripture is basically saying if someone does something openly, you know, then they need to be brought to open shame. And people don't like that. People don't like to be called out on their error. Well, then don't bring it to the forefront. Don't brag about it. Don't boast about it. Don't share it with everybody in the church. You know, just pray and keep it under the lock and key until God delivers you and brings you out. I mean, that's just real. I hope that you have been blessed by this. I know it's a little fiery, but you are welcome to press 1 if you have a comment, if you have a question. We only have a few minutes left. So, again, if you have a comment or question, I urge you to go ahead and press 1 now. And again, how important this topic is, how important is your soul? Your soul is so important. The Bible says God made everything for his purpose. So Paul is laying this out clear. Your soul is so important. It's better to turn your immoral flesh, not you, but whoever is doing something, turn their flesh over to the devil, so that after they get beat up enough, they just come on in and get saved. That's, I mean, I didn't say it. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. So oftentimes, and I'm just, it just gave me a crazy thought, and I'm thinking about it, I'm laughing. Because so oftentimes, you know, in the devil's weakness, we're saying, oh, my God, you know, the devil is busy. I say it all the time. If you're not a threat to the devil, if he's not doing anything to you, you're not a threat, you know. You're not a threat to him. The devil's busy. God is blessing. I'm moving forward. The devil's busy. Well, sometimes we might have to rethink this. Sometimes the devil is busy because our flesh is out of control. And so we got to get it together. Because this scripture clearly says, turn their flesh over to the devil so that their soul will be saved. Lord Jesus, I don't know about you, but I'm praying that prayer right now. Lord, keep me. I will never, ever, ever want to be turned over to the devil so that my soul can be saved. Keep me, Jesus. You said you're chasing those whom you love, Lord. So listen, if I'm wrong, God, I ain't looking for a beating, but help me. Help me today, Lord. I thank God for you. Nobody has any comments. I feel like I'm in church as quiet as a mouse. I love you all with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Again, if you have a comment or question, press 1. We're about 3 minutes away from ending. this session. 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, has some good stuff in there for us to live by. Don't let the devil fool you. Wrong is wrong, and right is right. And we just going to keep on working and keep on trying until we get it all together. But what we're not going to do is try to mix it all together, like right is wrong and wrong is right. That's what we're not going to do in Jesus' name. It's holiness, period. That's all. Just say holiness. It's just holiness, period. Lord, help me till I get it all together. Help me till I get where you want me to be. And guess what? After you get there, he's still going to show you some more stuff to work on. As long as we're on this earth, you know, there's always some way that we can improve. I love you with the love of God. If you're in the Charlotte area, come to Vision of Hope Ministries. Check us out. And our service is at 9:30 on Sunday mornings at 5105 Reagan Drive. God bless you.